Scripture reading is 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Looks like I neglected to advance that. It is chapter 24. First Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in the service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary and the governors of the house of God were the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes and Zadok the priest and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar and before the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebeab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Afsis, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 1 and 20th to Jachin, the 2 and 20th to Gamul, the 3 and 20th to Deliah, the 4 and 20th to Maaseiah. These were the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of the Lord according to their manner under Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Sheubael; of the sons of Sheubael, Jedeiah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishiah; of the Izharites, Shelomot; of the sons of Shelomot, Jahat; and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, Jechameam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah; of the sons of Micah, Shamir. The brother of Micah was Ishiah; the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi; the sons of Jaaziah, Bino. The sons of Merari by Jaaziah, or Jaaziah if you will, Bino and Shoham and Zakur and Ibri. Of Mahli came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish was Jeremiel. The sons also of Mushi, Mahli and Adar and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against the brethren, their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and the Levites, even the principal fathers, over against their younger brethren. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, many of these names are not very well known to us. There does seem to be some things that we might glean from this. We'll remember that there was a course of Abia, right, that John Baptist's father, Zechariah, served in. He was in that course. These courses, in other words, that David had set up in his day, the 24 courses of laboring priests at the temple, were something that they took seriously because David had established them as the prophet of God. So there's that. We do read also that Nadab and Abihu died before their father did. The circumstances of their death are not spoken of here. We will remember that it was because they brought strange fire into the worship of God. But notice that God gave Aaron 4 sons, not 2. And that the Lord had in his providence and in his decree some things in mind why he gave Aaron 4 sons. And so we learn something from all 4 of those sons, don't we? Right, we want to learn we want to make use of things and know how to learn from many different kinds of circumstances. And so we have then these 2 men that died and 2 that succeeded them. Then also we have that line of Aaronic priests that David honors. There is no turning aside. David doesn't say, okay, well, I'm a prophet of the Lord, I can pretty much do what I want. No, he keeps that same line of the Aaron. The sons of Aaron, separate from the rest of the Levites. And notice that when we numbered the Levites in the last chapter, they were 38,000. Now we number the sons of Aaron in this chapter, and there are 16. So we maintain that separation between those 2 offices. And this is something that David did because he honored the Mosaic establishment because it was given by God. And so we must remember these things as we read passages like this. It's simply not a listing of names. These listing of names were important for the people of God in that day so that they might know the descent of the Aaronic priests, that they might know that the men that they were following were men that were truly related to Aaron, because in that genealogical record, it was necessary for them to know that to give the man the proper honor as a priest that was owed to him. And so this is set up. And if we remember also that Ezra is writing in 1st and 2nd Chronicles a history of the worship at the temple, well then this makes all the more sense in that this is the context in which proper temple worship can take place. Let's see, is there anything else? The Kish that is down here is not Kish, the father of King Saul. This is a family of Kishites that are Levites. Remember that the Kish, Saul's father, was of the tribe of Benjamin, not Levi. So sometimes we read the same names, but we have to make those separations. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? I think that's really about it. These are things that were extremely meaningful to the people of God in that day because of the worship of God and the way it was set up. Remember, Chronicles, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, are books that are written after the exile. They weren't written contemporaneous to the events as they happened. These are records that were raised up after the exile to give the people of God an assurance that they were coming back to the land to worship God, and in worshiping him, that they had a divine warrant to keep all of these things in place, that their worship might be received, because they were sent to Babylon because they had shunned that divine warrant and worshiped as they pleased. And so now they have the direction from the Lord under Ezra that they are worshiping according to his commandment and can have hope and confidence and encouragement as they gather back together in the days of the restoration to rebuild the temple. With that then, let's stand and continue praising God from Psalm